to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show
you're tuning
in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Talk radio. Top of the afternoon to you, Mr. and Mrs. America, and to all the freedom-loving Christians and patriots and all the rest of you across this republic and around the world. I bid you welcome this afternoon to the National Intel Report. I'm Jeff Bennett. I'll be filling in for John this afternoon. John is out under the weather. I think it's called chemtrails. Make you lethargic, make you ill. Who knows what it is. You're listening to this hour live on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm very proud to be here with you this afternoon. We're going to keep this a busy couple of hours, and then I'll be off for an hour and get to come back tonight. I hope those of you listening will join us this evening on our Perspectives on America. We're going to have a guest, Dave Hodges, who was with us a couple of weeks ago talking about the Canamex Corridor that's intertwining across this country. And tonight we're going to be discussing Codex and a very interesting tie-in to a piece of history that goes back over 42 years ago. Anyway, my chat room is open while I'm on the air filling in for John. I invite you to join us at www.federalobserver.com. Click on the chat link, sign in, come join us, join the conversation, start a conversation, whatever you'd like to do. Well, let's get to the news on a Friday, a little bit of news anyway. Ford Motor Company has gone the way of General Motors. It was announced early this morning that Ford Motor Company has likely closed five plants, which employ 7,500 workers, or about 6% of the company's North American workforce. Citing two people familiar with Ford's product plans, the paper, the Wall Street Journal, said that the company was likely to shut assembly plants in St. Louis, Atlanta, St. Paul, Minnesota, as well as an engine parts plant in Windsor, Ontario, and a truck assembly plant in Mexico. The plans to shut the plants were still being formulated and were subject to change. Ford, facing a deepening financial crisis with its anti-white policy, has promised to unveil a radical restructuring in North America early next year. The company lost $284 million in the third quarter. On Thursday, yesterday, it said that sales fell for a third straight month, down 18%. They've cut its production forecast for the fourth and first quarters. In November, last month, which ended 2 days ago, the company announced plans to eliminate 4,000 salary jobs, or 10% of its North American white-collar workforce, as part of the larger restructuring plan. Ladies and gentlemen, you take this 7,500 workers, add that to the 4,000 workers they tacked on last month, add that to the 30-some-odd thousand that General Motors announced recently they'd be cutting, and I don't understand the good news that came out of Washington this morning when they talk about how we've added 255,000 jobs, and that unemployment is only running at 5%. What is wrong with this picture? Well, understand the Ford family has been loyal to the people they put in top positions at the company. Vice President Jim Padilla and Vice President Jay Mays are examples. Padilla has been a dismal failure on corporate quality, which is one of his key charges. Mays is the head of corporate design. His last great design was the modern incarceration or incarnation of the Adolf Hitler-inspired Volkswagen Beetle. Oh, no, that's a Daimler Chrysler product. From what I understand, he had little or nothing to do with the design of the current Mustang and the F-150, which are the only things that are doing well. Stick around. It's going to be a bumpy couple of hours, folks. Stay with us. I'll be back. We'll be right back.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, John's out for the day. This is Jeff Bennett. I'll be with you for the next couple of hours, Lord willing, and lightning doesn't strike through my studio and take me out. We made some comments in the earliest moments of the program about what's happening at the Ford Motor Company. It's following in lockstep with what General Motors announced last week or the week before. How long before Daimler, Chrysler, or whatever it is, makes similar announcements, I don't know. But considering that the Chrysler Automobile is controlled from Deutschland, one never knows what will happen. I still maintain that General Motors should be bought out by the Chinese. They can change their call letters to WM instead of GM. Of course, WM stands for Walmart. I mean, that's the direction it's all going, ladies and gentlemen. It is frustrating. Well, welcome to the couple of hours. No violin music during this program. Thanks for joining us. In a column that came to me some days ago, and I please beg of you to hold phone calls for a while. We may not do anything this first hour. We'll try to open up the lines during the second hour for a number of issues, but I really beg of you to hold off on making your phone calls here so that we can go in some very specifically designed directions. As many of you who've listened to my program for any length of time know that my program is chiefly devised of editorial and opinion commentary and education and history, et cetera, et cetera. A column that came to me recently that I believe may have been written by someone from Great Britain, but may not have been, entitled America's Self-Image. And I think there's many lessons to be learned by listening carefully to the words of this column. Our author, Wayne Bent, no relation to a guy I know named Geth, he says, I've been strangely curious at how it is that America thinks so much of herself. America is not any freer than most societies, but believes itself to be more free than any other nation on earth. In some ways, America is far less free than some societies, but that, our author says, is really another topic. It is true that most Arab countries and Israel do not allow Christian evangelism of their people, and that Israel is one of the most closed and racist societies that ever existed. Now, Tariq Aziz, the previous deputy prime minister of Iraq, a Muslim state, was a Christian and was in the highest level of Iraqi affairs, but it will be when hell freezes over that a Christian is ever deputy prime minister of Israel. America, too, does pick the strangest bedfellows. America is married to the very one who has vowed to kill her Jesus Christ, and yet America thinks so much of herself that she is blinded. She is blinded by her own flag, her own self, which she worships with all her heart. It is true that in America, one can babble just about anything and not be imprisoned for it. In contrast with the Semitic states, America does seem much more free. But this freedom has also allowed for America to be the porn capital of the world. America's so-called freedom has cost America its morality, its integrity, and its sanity. America is free to be immoral in most ways, but not so free when it comes to public education. These things aside, with their positives and negatives, it is of great interest how Americans have no true perception of reality, but base reality purely on their own view of themselves. In most mental health circles, this self-focus would be akin to some kind of mental illness. I suppose self-focus is true of most people, our author continues, but it is very dangerous to have the perception of a dog while housing great amounts of weapons of mass destruction. You no doubt have heard of those WMDs. When one does not come from moral reasoning and from the perspective that he should treat others as he would want to be treated, he can invade any country he sets his sights on because he is following merely his own glory and honor. And coming from this motive, one can truly win some glorious battles, but he eventually loses the war. When reality begins to come home, Americans are the first to go into denial, because Americans have been hypnotized into thinking that they are great or good. In 2003, President Bush spent a good deal of time in his State of the Union message to flatter Americans, telling them how good they were just before they went into Iraq and blew the arms and legs off little kiddies and anyone else who was in their way. There's nothing more dangerous to a man is when he begins to believe that he is great or even good. And when the scandal of the Abu Ghraib prison broke, my first impression was, well, that seems par for the course. That seems normal for the Americans. But when all of the denial came from Washington, our author said he was surprised and strangely interested in how Americans could possibly call this an aberration. This aberration is America. Once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Look at the movies that come out of Hollywood by the hundreds. Most of them are full of some kind of mayhem. Look at the video games that our children in this country play with every day. I can go into any large American mall and the video arcades all look like Abu Ghraib. All I can think of is,
hello, is anyone home?
Earlier this year, there was an article in Reader's Digest that gave the European view of America. And when I read it, I thought, well, that seems to be the view that I have of America today. And I live here. The author says, I'm white male and over 60 years of age. Well, in my case, I'm white male and barely 60. I was raised a Republican conservative. I recognize the European view of America as accurately describing what I was raised to be. The article came out in February of 2004. Let me share with you a few of the excerpts that come from this Reader's Digest column. It says most Americans would be shocked to learn just how ugly their so-called European allies consider them. Read the press, and you'll discover a United States that is thoroughly racist, a place simultaneously defined by greed and riddled with poverty, where the poor, millions upon millions of them, are oppressed for sport. You'll learn about the American people, a semi-literate horde of culturally impoverished cretins. You will see American foreign policy described as a master plan for controlling the world. And according to our author, those are the relatively friendly descriptions. In Europe today, almost no hyperbole is considered illegitimate if employed to denounce the United States or its government. In the days before George W. Jr. traveled to Britain, Ken Livingstone, then mayor of London, described the American president as, quote, the greatest threat to life on this planet that we've most probably ever seen. One would have to say, well, more threatening than Hitler? A greater danger than Stalin or Mao or Pol Pot? Absolutely, said Livingstone. The policies he is initiating will doom us to extinction. Another excerpt from the Reader's Digest column. A recent poll of Europeans conducted for the European Commission asked which countries pose a threat to world peace. The United States tied for second, along with North Korea and Iran. You know who the first prize winner was? Israel. Israel was looked upon by the European Commission as the country that posed the greatest threat to world peace. The article goes on to say, but no less a member of the European establishment than Michael Meeker, a British member of parliament who for 6 years served in Blair's cabinet, wrote an op-ed piece last year accusing the United States government of welcoming the attacks of 9/11. Meeker charged that the U.S. military had trained some of the hijackers and may have deliberately ignored the planes as they approached their targets. It was all a conspiracy, Meeker writes. An ideal pretext to use force to secure its global domination and control the world's oil supply. Well, some of this does seem like a conspiracy theory, but everything is some sort of conspiracy, is it not? When the World Trade Center went down, there were some who took pictures of Muslims dancing in the streets, but there also were Jews dancing in the streets. At the time of the destruction, I was surprised, our author says, to read that 5 Jews were arrested for dancing on a rooftop in celebration of the catastrophe. They were arrested because it seemed odd that someone would celebrate such a disaster of catastrophic proportions unless he had some part to play in it. Truly, our author says, the Twin Towers were a bonanza for Zionists, for it was the very catalyst needed to cause the Americans to move into the Middle East in support of Israel. All things work for good for those who love Zion, according to the Reader's Digest column. The Digest article then went on to poke fun at how Europeans were accusing the U.S. of fascism, while it is Europe that has hosted all of the dictators and fiends. And it's true that we shall continue this diatribe when we return after these brief messages.
Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gatto Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gatto Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gatto Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gatto Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gatto Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
We're sure. This is Jeff Bennett filling in for John Stafford on the National Intel Report. I'll be here with you for the next hour and a half or so. We're sharing with you a commentary by Wayne Bentz, a 60-plus-year-old, Anglo-American, lives in this country, of course, and he's sharing with us how the rest of the world perceives the United States of America. And so I'm sharing this commentary with you not only so that you can see how we are visualized elsewhere, but to see how much you agree with the statements. Now, I'm not sure it serves any purpose other than to get us to look deeply within ourselves. It is true that Europe has had a lot of experience with fascism and dictatorships, but that's all the more reason to respect their view. You see, America has had no experience with much of anything but to blindly move ahead in glory and mow down the imagined enemy of their prosperity. To press ahead, making the world see how gloriously righteous this nation has become. The Europeans see well that danger of which most Americans are completely blind. You know, speaking about blind, I remember, my goodness, it's been over 30 years ago. There was a time I, in my life, sold Volkswagen, Porsche, Audi. I represented a company that sold all three of those lines. I chiefly was involved with Volkswagen. We had another store that dealt with the Porsche and Audi, but that did not prevent me from being able to make those products available to my clientele if necessary. And I was a young whippersnapper. I was 22, 23, didn't know, you know, a whole heck of a lot. I guess I was about 24. And Friday nights were dead. You know, nobody goes to buy cars in Evansville, Illinois on a Friday night. Well, that's what I was sitting there doing, except sitting there doing nothing, probably watching Sanford and Son. And one night we're sitting around, and we're trying to figure out how to drum up some business. And the sales manager, who had actually become a very good friend, he was about to become a better friend. We had a couple of hot shots working with us that he had known and had done some carousing and drinking with over the years. And we're sitting there trying to figure out how we drum up some business. We got to peddle some of these cars. And he said, you know, there's this guy down at the corner of Clark Street and whatever. And he's a blind guy. And I'll tell you, if you take this car down to him, if this guy could see this car tonight, he'd buy it. Well, I'm not listening. And you see, this is the perception of America today. I was not listening to what my sales manager had said. I heard what he said, but I had not listened. The key word was blind. There is a blind man down on the corner, and if he could see this car tonight, he would buy it from you. All I heard was, if he could see this car tonight, he'd buy it. I didn't hear the words, if he could see. This is the perception in this country. And so you see, my friends, we as Americans would buy this car. We would buy this gold. We would understand the political ramifications of what is taking place to us in this nation if we could see what was being done to us. That most Americans are completely blind. And so our column continues. And that was my story, by the way. There are many conspiracies, my friends, concerning the New World Order and America taking control of the world's oil supply through aggression. One can dismiss all of the conspiracy theories. I mean, let's face it, who needs them? Just look around you as to what is happening. One only needs to open their eyes and see. What is happening around the world today is not a theory. America now has almost complete total control of much of the oil in the Middle East. Can't you see that? America has invaded the Middle East. Can't we see that? And all of this occurred after the Jews invaded the Middle East in 1948. But America could not even see that. Yeah, we tortured prisoners. I guess that's part of the spoils of war. We always thought we were better than that. America mows down its enemies. Hello, is anybody home? You see, I need no conspiracy theory to tell me what is happening. All I need are eyes to see with. America wants the oil pipeline to go through Afghanistan. America attacks Afghanistan and sets up a government over there, and now the pipeline will proceed. Why is it that we Americans reject the idea that there is a Jewish and American conspiracy? Oh, they say, but we have good evidence of an Al-Qaeda conspiracy. And tell me, don't we have equally good evidence of an American and Jewish conspiracy? Ladies and gentlemen, everyone is conspiring for what they want on either side of the Atlantic. And we'll pick up on this when we come back from these messages at the bottom of the hour.
Listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Tune in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Hey, we're back. This is Jeff Bennett filling in for John Statmiller. Today's Friday edition of the National Intel Report. Glad to be here. Sorry, John can't be. Once again, I'm asking you to please hold your calls. We will attempt to open up the lines during the second hour, not early on. I'll let you know when. There's a lot to get covered here, a lot I want to get said. Once again, our chat room is open. I invite you to join me at www.federalobserver.com. And I'll be back here on the network with the final perspective tonight at, what is that, 7 p.m. Central Time, right here on RBN. Our guest will be Dave Hodges. We're going to be speaking in depth about Codex tonight, so I hope you'll join us for that. Let's continue on with our comment from our columnist, Wayne Bent. He goes back and talks about the 1940s when the United Nations, of course, they didn't come around until 1945, who voted to approve a nation that we now call Israel. Do you really and actually believe that this vote just popped out of the air one day in the Security Council? Do you actually believe that someone said, oh, by the way, I just thought of something. Let's give the Jews a country of their own. I mean, who else on this old world got the nations of the earth to hand over a country to them? Hello, anyone home? Ding dong, ding dong. It's the American who's not home. The American stands in his own light and says, look at me, I ain't curiously bright. Am I not God's gift to man? I mean, if there ever was a false Christ, it is the American. I know of what I speak, our author continues, for I am an American, and I used to think this way. What a deception I was in. What a cult of religious self-righteous fervor. The American blood cult must sacrifice humans occasionally in its bloodlust, its religion of skull and bones, but it cannot see itself for what it is. The view of itself is one who's hypnotized. Many, most Americans need to be deprogrammed, but there ain't no one who knows how. The current push into world dominance is a religion. It is worshipped by not only Americans, but by non-Americans as well. You see, the entire earth seems polarized in its furious agenda. In every country, there are those who see the President of the United States as the great Satan. But there are other millions who virtually worship this man, Bush, as a savior, a Christ, coming upon the scene to deliver the world from evil. That's true throughout the world, and it does not even exclude some Muslims. Look out upon this nation and say, why can't they see? They look back at me and say, don't you see what a wonderful thing Mr. Bush is doing? And look at the pictures of young children with their arms blown off, the lies, the tortures. And they look at a striped flag waving in the wind. I say, hello, look down here at those severed arms. They say, hello, look up here at this pretty little flag. We're a righteous nation, ridden the world of evil. Still cannot put together how ridding the world of evil is blowing the arms off of children or torturing prisoners of war. Somehow can't get it. But as a youth, I would have been able to get it. You see, when one worships their country, their flag, or themselves, they cannot be sensitive to human suffering. One thinks that lying for a good cause is justified, for the end justifies the means, don't you know? The first lie told is to themselves, that blowing the arms off someone is good and righteous. I was not sensitive to human suffering as a youth either, our author continues. I could not understand what all this sensitivity crap was about until I started feeling people's hearts. The nation is swung on the pendulum once more. It was liberal, and now it's conservative, whatever that means. Whatever that means, the conservative sees himself and his conservatism as righteous. Conservatism is actually self-righteous. The most dangerous motivation that ever existed. It is the worship of one's self. This conservatism is what is at the root of the destruction of the world. Conservatism is the motivating force of the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. And don't you dare tell me that that is a false document. It was the root of Nazism. That's right, conservatism was the root of Nazism. It was at the root of the Bolshevik Revolution. Conservatism crucified Christ and then went on to destroy Jerusalem. And yet it feels so right and glorious to those caught up in it, but it is so damned wrong. It is the destroyer, the devil, that has come down in great wrath, for he knows. He only has a short time to pull off his agenda. You know that word devil in Revelation 12:12 comes from the Greek word diabolos, which precisely translated means false accuser, slanderer. These two words precisely describe the American spirit in regard to Iraq. The president, diabolos, the false accuser, falsely accused Iraq of having weapons of mass destruction and then grossly slandered its leaders who had put away the development of those weapons. You know, that particular Bible verse could very well apply to the present situation. I share it with you now. Therefore rejoice, you who dwell in the spirit, but woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the false accuser and slanderer is come upon you, having great indignation and breathing real hard, because he knows that he hath but a short time to pull off his plan. So, my friends, this Armageddon is being waged. But the enemy that is now going out into the earth, falsely accusing and slandering, thinks he is very bright. He cannot see himself. The ugly American thinks he is God's gift to mankind. That he will prove himself the destroyer. For you see, America has joined forces with the adversary of God and man. Interesting commentary. The 11 or so years I've been broadcasting, it is rare that I will ever read an essay or a column before I take it on the air. I like the title, I like the first two or three sentences, and that's about the extent of it. Because I want to feel the knowledge and learn it along with you. And in that way, we learn together. In that way, I become a teacher by proxy. And as I've said for years, I hope I am able to put the emotion into a column that the author envisioned. Do you agree with everything that was said today? Some of you are appalled by it. I'll guarantee you that. Some of you 100% disagree. Then you're not looking deeply enough into the mirror if you disagree. You as an individual, I as an individual, may or may not feel the way this author does about what America has become. But I share this with you, my friends. Much of the rest of the world looks at America in this manner. I remember being stationed in Germany in the 1960s in the U.S. Army. You know, that's the one where I took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. A lot of you folks took that same oath. And it's the same oath that the President of the United States takes, and the same oath that every elected official in this country takes in one form or another, and every one of them have violated it. And here I sit. 35 years later, almost 36 years later, out of the military, and I will not defile that oath that I took. Still will defend this nation, this Constitution, against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And that is what our purpose is here. On the Republic Broadcasting Network, to uphold that oath of office, as it were. It's like you made a covenant, an agreement, to perform a duty. And just because you got mustered out of the military on January the 7th of 1970 doesn't mean I can now turn around and say, BS. Not a one of us can do that. And that's why we are here at Republic Broadcasting Network. Many of us are here for that reason. We're in the middle of a war, ladies and gentlemen. Several of them. We got a war in Afghanistan. We got a war in Iraq. We got a cultural war. We got a psychological war. We're in the midst of a war for the life of this republic, or what once was a republic. Call it what you will, but this no longer is a republic. It no longer even resembles what a republic was. And so we're paying for war. I share with you now a column I shared with my audience the other evening because I found it quite interesting. I love the historical aspects of the things that I'm able to take onto the airwaves. Number one, it allows us to go back nearly 100 years ago and set the record straight. But it gives us a different insight into where we are today and where we, in fact, could be going in the future if all things come out with a fair shake. Paying for War, written by Bill Bonner. Bill says, nothing softens money up as fast as war. The shells pound it, the bullets puncture it, armies march upon it, and politicians and central bankers stretch it out to the point that it inevitably breaks. July 1914. All the major belligerents were on the gold standard, along with 44 other countries. You see, the system was simple and effective, ladies and gentlemen. It had fostered an international financial climate so conducive to the growth of capital and trade that most of the West had never been more prosperous. Central banks of the various nations held gold in their coffers. And the gold was used to back up the paper currencies. Novel idea, huh? If a nation spent too much on external products, its currency, its money, flowed to foreign countries. Came back in payment for either goods or services supplied by the home country. Now, in the event of an imbalance, that is to say, when a foreign nation found itself with more of the nation's currency than it could spend on goods and services from that nation, the resulting surplus currency was presented to the central bank to be replaced by gold. Every nation's imbalances were settled in the one thing that none of them could print or counterfeit, and that was, you got it, the mellow yellow. If a nation ran a persistent trade deficit, it would find its gold pulled away. This would encourage the central bank to do something to protect it. Now, usually, interest rates rose, which had the effect of rewarding savings and discouraging the outflow of funds. The system was kind of neat. It was really kind of cool because it was honest, which made it ill-suited to the needs of war and empire builders. War, particularly, was distressingly expensive. Politicians noticed, as monarchs had long before them, that people might be enthralled by the cannon fire, but they hated to pay for it. Now, typically, according to R.S. Hamilton Grace, who studied English war financing, about a third of the cost of war had to be covered by, borrowing. But, you see, gold was famously uncooperative. It yielded neither to flattery nor to technology. I just lost my place. You could not pretend that it was worth more than it was, and you could not create more of it out of thin air. Each ounce of gold needed to be dug up out of the earth at considerable expense, increasing the money supply, no matter how glorious or worthwhile the cause, was a difficult thing to do. Central banks had only so much gold. If they wanted more, it had to come from somewhere. It had to be saved, put away, stored. Remember the old expression, you can't get something for nothing? Seemed to have been coined to describe the yellow metal, no pun intended, or maybe it was. Every ounce of gold represented an ounce of grit, a pound of self-discipline, a ton of forbearance. It represented money that had not been spent on new clothes or guns or food or entertainment or lodging or tools or roads or big screen TVs or Xboxes, etc., etc., or a million other potential uses. Gold was so hard to get that central banks were reluctant to let it go. Whoopsie, what happened, baby? Now listen to this one. Kings, monarchs, rulers used to castrate the keepers of their royal mints if they let the gold slip away, either through chicanery or lack of attention. Now, you know, 3 days before he was killed, there was this other king, and I ain't talking about Martin Luther. There was this other king that threw the money changers out of the temple. And we'll just say that those money changers weren't Southern Baptists, and we'll let it go at that. But so that was his way of dealing with it, and they said oy vey, and they had him crucified 3 days later. And so then we come forward 1,000 years, 2,000 years, whatever the case may be, or hundreds of years, 1,600 years, and kings are doing away with the Rocky Mountain oysters of the keepers of the royal mints. Because they had maybe allowed a little bit of gold to get filched, you know, the old sticky finger routine. Central bankers were naturally careful, far more careful with the stuff. Caution, you see, was in their blood. They knew that if they issued too much paper, In other words, if they allowed too many claims against their hoard of gold, that they risked having it taken away from them. So on the other hand, war was also a serious matter, and central banks were asked to help finance the war. This difficult position was made even worse in 1914, when the threat of war caused a drop in stock prices. Now, think carefully. Listen carefully. And maybe you'll be able to see what the blind man cannot see here. Stick around. We'll be back. Always interrupts me at the crucial time. That's life. Stay with us, won't you?
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We've got a few minutes left here before the top of the hour, and then we'll flow into the next hour with you. Jeff Bennett filling in for John Stabmiller. National Intel Report, and hope you'll stay with us. We've been talking today a little bit about, at least in this segment, talking about war, the financing of it, et cetera, et cetera. And this becomes a very interesting history lesson in my mind. It's called Paying for War. And we begin talking about how central banks were asked to finance what became World War One. The difficult position was made even worse in 1914 when the threat of war caused a drop in stock prices, just as it did in this country in 2001. After the World Trade Center, oh man, the the drums of war are getting beat on and the market just tanked. And so when that happens, it wipes out much of the liquidity that might be sopped up for wartime finance. So back in 1914, the European nations needed to borrow large amounts of money to cover the war expenses. But each additional unit of currency further reduced the gold cover, the gold reserves, or the ability of the borrowing nation to pay its debts with what you and I will know as real money. Now, listeners will be quick to notice the parallels to the global financial system of 2005. You see, back then, the Europeans wanted to increase the consumption of war material, but now Americans consume other things as if we were fighting for our lives because we can't see what we're doing. You know, cannons and bullets back then were not a heck of a lot different than big-screen TVs and Xboxes and iPods are today. They're quickly used up with no economic progress to show for it. From 1914, ladies and gentlemen, to 1918, France and Britain needed U.S. financing to conduct war beyond their means. And yet today, we turn to our principal suppliers in Asia, and we ask for credit. And without it, the United States cannot continue consuming at its present rate. 1914, the world's most important supplier was the United States. France, Britain, and Russia, and to a much lesser extent Germany, early in the war, had to turn to the United States for supplies, for money. Filthy lucre that it was. But since they consume more than they earn, they put their gold reserves at risk. First, France dealt with this problem early on by simply going off the gold standard. Britain remained on the gold standard throughout the war, barely, but only by the grace of U.S. creditors. And this is interesting because we talked about this on Perspectives on America the other night. France dealt with this problem early on by simply going off the gold standard. 1914, ladies and gentlemen, the last year that the French 20-franc rooster was minted, one of the key gold coin staples that is available through Republic Trading Group. That's right. 1-800-691-7898. Hey, I got to throw that in there once in a while. We are, in just a moment, going to be breaking away for the top of the hour. And when we come back, we're going to conclude our commentary on the cost of war and how wars are paid for. Because I'm going to tell you what, this story gets even more interesting. And hopefully you are each going to be able to see the correlation between World War I, Europe, and World War III, America. Oh, you don't think so? Stick around. I'll be back with you in a few minutes. Jeff Bennett filling in for John Stadtmiller. You've been listening to the first hour of the National Intel Report.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.